This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Tom's girlfriend hates Patty G, plus Jeff Oskey's son and poop on a Navy ship. You'll hear all that coming up next.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast?
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now.
Big Hollywood stars are always on the go. Parties, rehab, court dates, trolling for whores, which means their cars need a top-notch GPS system. So here at Bob and Tom Technologies, we're proud to introduce the only GPS system endorsed by super Hollywood megastar Charlie Sheen.
Oh.
It's like OnStar, but a whole lot sexier. Mm. It's Porn Star. And here's Charlie with the demonstration.
Good morning, Tiger Blood. Glad to see you're up.
Hello, my goddess. This warlock is ready to roll. Winning.
Where are we going today, Dudley?
It's on, baby. I'm in the driver's seat and the trolls are riding shotgun. I'm stoked on a drug called Charlie Sheen, steering towards the sun. I'm an F-18, bro, and I will destroy you in the air and deploy my ordnance to the ground.
Can you be a little more specific?
I'm going to a strip club. Duh.
Ooh, sounds good, hot stuff. Okay, up ahead, you're going to turn right at the three-way stop. You know, speaking of three-ways, I remember back in college, my roommate and I ordered a pizza. Well, we didn't have any cash to pay the delivery guy, so we had to work something out. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that pizza dough wasn't the only thing filled with sausage that night.
Been there. Yes. Bring it. The only thing that can make this trip more awesome is if I whip out my machete.
Mm. Charlie, you're so naughty. Mm. Oopsie. You kind of rolled through that stop sign back there.
Uh-oh.
That's just like me. Barely legal.
Oh, yeah. Barely legal. That's the way I roll. Sorry, my life is so much more bitchin' than yours. I planned it this way.
It's the only GPS system endorsed by Charlie Sheen.
How about that?
Porn star.
Okay, Charlie, make a left and hop on Johnson Street. I just love hopping on Johnson. Oh, this is exciting. Look, there's a tunnel up ahead. Now, enter it slowly.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, baby. Spank my butt and call me Johnny Cash.
Uh-oh. Watch out for that puddle. Uh-oh. Look, it splashed all over me. I'm so That exit ramp is just ahead. Are you ready to get off?
Duh, I heard he did. Winning.
Winning.
Now that's what I call Adonis DNA. Uh-huh.
So if you want a ride you'll never forget, get Charlie Sheen's porn star GPS system.
Hilarious.
Hey, big fella, are you ready to go again?
Duh, yes, times infinity, because I am on a drug called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body covered in undigested hummus and dragon breath. Winning!
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
In this room, just four of us, but we're socially distanced as required by wise people everywhere.
Yes.
So in this room, it's Ace, our engineer, Chick McGee at the sports desk. This is Tom speaking. Josh Arnold on probation at the in the sidekick chair.
Yeah.
Sidewalk jokes.
I think
you there. Then through the glass behind Josh, you can see Pat Godwin.
Old school mic from 1943.
Love it.
That's a cool old school mic. Christy Lee is in another glass booth to my right.
Hi.
Dean's behind the glass straight ahead. And got Jeff Oskay from our staff. He's in some back room in the building. I haven't even seen him.
Yeah. He's got a big weekend. His son is turning 13 this weekend.
Wow. Yes.
So happy birthday to
Elijah. Elijah is his name.
I never bothered to learn his name. I just wanted to say happy birthday to
Jeff,
him.
Jeff, I want to tell you something just between me and you, Jeff. No one in the history of the world has ever gone up to a parent and said, 13. Oh, that's a great age. And then you can fill in 14, 15, 16, 17.
But what 18, a fun 19. Birthday for Elijah. He's a teenager.
Yeah.
That's always cool.
Sneak him a beer. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Jeff, before you go into his room now, you probably want to start knocking.
Knocking. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't need to tell Jeff that. He.
Really? I'm not kidding.
Sure, they have to knock before they go into Jeff's room.
Yeah. Yeah, they had some trouble. His girlfriend found a black light in the garage. And, yikes.
Not even in here to defend himself.
Nope.
That's the best way, really. He's so witty, he'd be firing back with real bullets.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Mr. Godwin, we haven't had a chance to find out what's going on with you. I know that you're holed up all by yourself.
Yeah. With my Sinatra mic?
And you've got the microphone. You're in that little room over there. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Any observations about what's happening right now in quarantine, Quarantineville, if you will?
Well, I'm all alone, so I just love coming here, to be honest with you. My day is a little rough. I woodshed. I play a little guitar.
Yeah?
You told me I can only go shopping once a week yesterday.
Once a week?
I swear to God he said it. You can go once a week.
That's why I'm laughing. I have no doubt.
It's absolutely true.
Well, is he your boss? Oh, yeah, I guess he is.
Wait a minute. So he's your boss of your private
life?
I don't want him cavorting with people out there and, you know, catching something. And just limit your shopping. Make a list. Do it once a week. Get it over with.
Well, I tried to find banana yesterday. I stopped at the store on the way home. Sorry, Tom. Walked in. Not a banana
week,
in sight.
Yes, they had no bananas yesterday?
No bananas.
Wow.
Yes, Josh, they had no bananas.
No bananas for me.
We have no bananas.
Sad.
Uh-huh. I'm freezing them.
You are? Are plantains close enough? I almost bought some.
Are you supposed to freeze bananas? Is it okay?
Well, if you're out of batteries.
Is that what's going on in your house, Tom?
I think he's redeemed himself.
Do you use the bananas in your smoothies when they're frozen?
Yeah, so you take the banana, you peel them.
Yeah.
And they're just right.
Oh, then, you peel them. Okay,
then you wrap. Then you wrap them in whatever plastic wrap, and then you freeze them. So when you make a shake.
The blender has more work to do?
Yeah.
I have a blender that you could put bolts in it, and you could make a smoothie.
Wow.
Do you use that plunger thing a lot, though? Mine gets clogged.
A red scarf matches your eyes.
Love it.
You close your cover before striking. Father had to ship their blues.
What the hell?
Ship.
What? Oh, there it is.
I was waiting for the tie-in.
Yeah, banana.
I was like, where's the... Okay.
Yeah, there's the plunger
totally
in the Vitamix.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have one of those things?
Yes, yeah, I use it every day.
That blender weighs more than my first car.
Yep. It's pretty impressive.
You've seen that the Vitamix blender? It is like it is making a statement. I am here. I am not moving.
You've got a good blender, great.
I will blend anything. I have a nice healthy, nice healthy smoothie in the morning, Chick. What's your first thing that goes in your mouth in the morning?
Apollo. couple of Jesus and things from the night before. The people I've robbed, called up in a drunken stupor, you know.
Okay.
Same thing every morning.
Got a big weekend planned of, you know, watch anything special on Netflix. Everyone's talking about the Tiger. What is it? Tiger King.
Already seen.
Yeah. I'd love to watch that. And I'm going to work something in the garage, I think, this weekend.
Now, I'm telling you, and I have witnesses. If you start watching The Tiger King and you start texting me questions,
okay,
I'm not answering.
Okay. All right.
So don't even try.
Everyone's you are going to try to watch it, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Please. There's no way. So there's no way.
Yeah, I know.
Mark this recording. There's no way.
I'm with Chick on this one. He's not going to like it.
You don't think so?
He's going to start.
Great.
And the guy's appearance is going to wig him out.
Yeah.
And he's going to go, no, I felt dirty watching it. I have to go watch something else.
So will I be sanitizing the minute I see this?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, quite a bit, I think.
I don't like animal cruelty.
You're not going to like anything about this.
And one of the guys talking is missing some teeth.
A lot of guys.
Key locations. Arms, you're not going to like that.
Yep. Yeah, bad teeth really creeps me.
Oh, man. There are a lot of those.
Well, you're going to have a rough time.
Plenty to go around.
Just thinking about it, I'm kind of...
Just watch one episode.
Okay, I will. I promise.
Please, just one.
All the way through.
Okay.
Yeah.
In one sitting. You got to give it a shot.
Have you ever watched... When's the last time you watched an episode of anything all the way through at first glance? And you looked up and it was done. It was over. The first episode.
What did I just watch? I just watched that thing, The Widow.
Oh, The Widow.
Was that good?
It was great.
Cool.
Is that about your girlfriend tell you to watch that?
Spider? Oh, jeez.
It was very good, Pat. You know, she hates you. You're aware of that.
Oh, I did not know that, but thank you for bringing that up.
You know, wait a minute. Hold it.
Now we've got a show.
Now
that was a little too.
We've got a show.
No,
that was genuinely funny.
Yeah.
You
just lashed out.
Instead of firing back with comedy, you hit him between the eyes with a hard truth.
You went out of the building.
I loved it. You know. I loved everything about it.
Pat hasn't been in my house since four Thanksgivings ago.
Three. Something happened. A lamp was broken, an expensive lamp being broken.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no,
she hates you.
The Widow is.
You know that.
Have you seen The Widow?
No. What's it on?
You'll love it.
What's it on?
Because it takes place in England and in Africa. It's really
good.
Can
you tell me what it's on?
What it's
I have
on?
To look it up for myself. Yeah.
I'll have to look it up. I don't know.
Okay.
It's really good.
Cool. How did you know how to watch it? Who told you?
Some friends of mine.
A
dinner party one night. We were going through things to watch.
A dinner party.
You haven't been to a dinner party.
You've got to watch The Widow.
You simply must watch The Widow.
I'll leave the basement while you get upstairs.
You know. Yes, I hate Pat Godwin. What about you? Oh, my goodness.
More salmon mousse.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it was the incident where Pat attacked one of her friends at a charity event from the stage.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, boy.
That's a performance mistake. That's not a character flaw.
I think it's on
Amazon Prime.
It's on Amazon Prime, yes.
That's not a character
flaw. And Kate Beckinsale.
That's great. It's really good.
Oh, Alex Kingston?
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, that looks sweaty.
We'll check that out. Was that a sweaty show? I remember seeing a trailer for it now that you
They're in the Congo, so
yeah.
You know?
She was just dripping with sweat.
Yeah, it's good. I'd recommend.
My God.
What's your recommendation out there now? Tiger King and what else, Chick?
Tiger King's good. See, I'm knee-deep in The Office right now. I can't, for like the third time, I can't look around and
that's good.
Catch anything else.
Josh, something.
You know what I recommend is if you can get a hold of it is without paying a ton of money. Ken Burns' country music documentary is wonderful, just wonderful.
Okay, very good.
Is that happening now, or is that a?
It's over.
Rewatch.
Where can you find it?
You might be able to find it on PBS somewhere. That's where I saw it, but I also saw that you can buy it for like $60.
$60.
Yeah. So,
well, okay.
Who does that these days?
Wow. Wait for my next gig.
Yeah, Ken's proud of himself. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, perhaps you could ask Tom's girlfriend. Oh, no, she hates you. Don't ask her. Let's see.
You know she hates you.
Note to self, don't tease Tom on the air. I have it working.
It was the same tone as yesterday's. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was the same thing.
It was just so mad. You know she hates you.
We were just a bunch of guys sitting around after the show.
You may have noticed.
We were so lucky.
Pat, the invitations to my house.
Yeah, they've been thin.
Sort of trailed off.
Ever since that lamp.
No, that's why it's. He knows. That's why it's so hurtful. And for you to blurt it out on the air.
You know, actually, Pat volunteered and did a very nice thing for us for a charity for one of her friends. So she I was only kidding. Yes. Pat always thinks
you're
that.
Not
so
helping.
Pat always thinks that, so I thought I would reinforce the illusion.
You know, my children are frightened of me.
You terrify my child.
You know, our dogs howl when we say your name.
No. Kelly would never let my children see Pat.
No, I'm not
even if it wasn't for Corona. Well, they would never allow.
I'm sure that your children and Jimmy, Pat's son, play together all the time.
Oh, yeah, sure. He brings them over.
Haven't seen each other in 4 years since the lamp incident. Even at the time, one daughter was six months old. She goes, what a klutz.
Wait a minute. Josh, how did Tom tell Pat that information again?
You know she hates it.
It was hurtful once, you know.
All right, now.
We have breathe. All right, it's not the virus. I'm laughing.
Okay, now.
Oh, my God.
We have a couple stories I wanted to go back to.
You have to text Kelly later.
Well, you're not going to get a text back.
Well, she hates you, remember?
Because what is it, Josh?
You know she hates you.
She's not listening right now because she's teaching.
She hates you
at Corona School. At this, you know something. In these close quarters, probably. Your the widow joke may be appropriate. Oh, I was just about to sign a new will. I'll have to have them fax it to me.
Did you see that story? People are scrambling to redo their wills during this pandemic.
I bet
so. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like it was a national news story, international.
Well.
It's up like 147% will changes.
Oh boy! I think a lot of people are being removed from wills right now. And can you? I'm sure there are women that are in their will or for the first time using the word nothing to that dickhead.
Oh my God!
Oh boy!
I am crying. I am literally sobbing.
Okay. Where was I?
Wanted to go back a couple stories.
Oh, yeah. Do you have the story about the Navy toilets? They have to spend $400,000 to fix the toilets on two beautiful ships in the U.S. Navy.
Yes, they are having problems because the USS Gerald R. Ford and the USS George H.W. Bush apparently were made with sewage systems similar to those used on commercial aircraft, but increased to accommodate more than 4,000 people. And that is causing the Navy aircraft carriers to require $400,000 in repairs. The pipes they're too narrow. They can't accommodate the volume.
They're not on duty, if you will.
Yeah.
I bring this up again, not for the on-duty reference, which I can tell Chick enjoyed very much. Just go say, I hate you.
Hey, Tom, that joke, you know Chick hated it.
You know I hate it.
Sorry. We have a windbag, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. I don't know what this is about. I don't know what this is, but apparently it's about the Navy ships and my reference to submarines.
Okay.
And I was wondering if when they shot the poop out of submarines, if they
put it in a torpedo?
Torpedo thing and said, you know, a periscope and then fired it at some poor yachtsman going by.
Yachtsman.
We're going to find out. Here
yachtsman.
We go.
Yeah.
Why you gotta be such a windbag?
So there is a way to pump it oversea on a submarine, and I was on a submarine for 5 years, and in some of the older boats, the submarine, the actual material was pressurized and pushed out to sea. However, if you open the valve that was the flushing handle on the toilet while this was happening, whatever was in those tanks wound up on you.
Oh, you gotta be such a windbag.
Well,
what another. A break.
Wow. Yikes.
Yikes.
You notice he couldn't help but laughing telling us that, which tells me he witnessed this.
Yeah. Yes, which tells me that your first week in the submarine.
You're on tube duty.
Yeah, someone says, hey, sailor, can you go adjust that thing? And then is hey, Ensign Mondor, flush one at the count of seven. We're going to nail this SOB. Okay, good to know. Good to know. Where were we? Oh, I know. Decorum. Everybody breathe. This is the Bob and Tom program. We are indeed here, 27 March 2020 in Quarantineville. And now we go back in time 7 minutes.
Oh, widow. Was that good?
It was great.
Cool.
Is that about your girlfriend tell you to watch that?
Oh, jeez.
It was very good, Pat. You know, she hates you.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Yep, that's how it happened.
You know, she hates you. Oh, God, it's so good.
It was so good.
Your timing.
When we come back.
So amazing. Man, only the truth is...
Wow.
When we come back, we'll find out about... We got a new story. The headline is Drugs into Butt. Into Butt? Drugs into Butt?
What are you doing?
Where are the drugs?
In God's name, are you doing?
Hey, Tom, where are the drugs?
Into Butt.
It's almost like you don't want listeners. Do you even like this show?
You know we hate you.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.